This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's new Pentagon team has not yet signaled an imminent withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, raising expectations among U.S. officials and allies that Trump might settle for a partial reduction before leaving office. AP Sagar Magani has more.
A U.S. official says the Trump administration's expected to cut the Afghan troop presence nearly in half by January 15th to 2,500. That would stop short of the president's goal of having all American forces out of Afghanistan by year's end, something military and diplomatic advisors opposed. The Pentagon's also expecting to pull more than 500 troops out of Iraq, leaving about 2,500 there. The moves would give the president an accomplishment before leaving office and come days after a Pentagon shakeup where he installed loyalists who share his frustration with a continued Mideast troop presence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another COVID-19 vaccine has shown exciting results, potentially adding millions of doses to the supply of vaccines that could be available this year. The vaccine from biotech firm Moderna was 94.5% effective, according to an early analysis of clinical trial results that the company released Monday. AP Shelley Adler has more.
Last week it was Pfizer. Today it's Moderna, which says its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective.
The results of this trial are truly striking.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert, who warns, even with the encouraging news, don't let up on COVID restrictions.
Universal wearing of masks, washing of hands. We should not let the accomplishment of an effective vaccine have us feel we can let our guard down.
If the FDA allows emergency use of either vaccine candidate, there will be limited ration supplies before the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is VOA News.